Well, as you would have heard in our news this morning, the Victorian government's taken the decision to close all Koori schools by the end of the year. We have two of the three schools in our region, Two Rivers in Mildura and Payaka in Swan Hill. To explain the decision, the Victorian Minister for Education is Martin Dixon, who joins us now. Minister, what evidence does the government have to show the Koori schools are not returning Indigenous students to mainstream education as they were charged to do?
We commissioned an independent report, and that was on the advice of the Auditor-General to ascertain whether the Koori Pathway schools were working, what sort of results were they obtaining, where were the students going, and what the attendance rates were for the students. And the schools were found wanting on all of that criteria, and the recommendation of that independent report was to close the Koori Pathway schools and to find an alternative for the education for those students.
And how's the government demonstrated the schools are not sustainable?
Well, what the report found was that there were very, very low attendance rates at the school. Some students, in fact, the one in Melbourne, we ended up with only one child there. So the numbers in the schools were slipping. The actual results that the children were obtaining in a range of assessments were very, very disappointing. And then the students weren't moving on into mainstream schooling, and they certainly weren't going down a career path or a further training path at all. So the things that you would, or the criteria by which you'd check any school, the students just weren't meeting the mark at all.
Minister, the principal at Two Rivers College in Mildura, Barbara Wilson, says the Koori school model she was working under was flawed. How realistic was it to set the goal of returning Indigenous kids from an alternative education setting to mainstream education?
Look, I think everybody, when the Koori Pathway Schools were set up, did it with the best of intentions, and a lot of resources went to it. In fact, an inordinate amount of resources went into the schools as well. And but in the end, a number of people who said that they thought that the model was not correct, in the end, found to be correct. And but. Yeah, they. A lot of people, I think, as I said, with goodwill, decided it was worth a try, but it obviously just did not work.
Martin Dixon is the Victorian Minister for Education. Minister, the big question is now, what will happen to the students at the Mildura and Swan Hill schools?
What we'll do is we're setting up a task force with each of the communities, which will include the community and Koori education officers and educationalists, to look at every single student, work out what's the best pathway for them. And in both of those cases, both are looking at an alternative setting for students, not just Koori students, but a different sort of education model, and we'll certainly be supporting that. So the money that has been spent on those schools will be used to transition those students into a new educational setting, hopefully some by the end of the year, but certainly for next year. But each community will have a different model. We're not going to impose a model on them from Melbourne, the community will come up with that model, and we will work with them and fund that model.
Minister, can you guarantee that no students will be left behind during this transition?
Look, we will certainly work with every single child that is formally enrolled in our Koori Pathway schools. Every single child will receive that attention. Every single child will receive that that transition support, and we'll come up with a plan for each individual child that's going to work best for them. So yes, we know the children, and we'll make every possible effort to work with those children.
Minister,
and their families, of course.
Minister, Miss Wilson, the principal at Two Rivers, says the greatest challenge will be to find places for the younger students who are at risk of dropping out of school. How will the government ensure this doesn't happen? It's not going to be an easy task, I imagine.
Well, yes, it's just by their nature and background, a lot of these students have had very difficult educational experiences, and it's very, very important that we re-engage them because they just haven't been engaged. And so that's why we're looking to have local solutions for each of these communities and work with their community, work with their Koori community, work with the local educationalists and the Koori education officers to ensure that where the students go, if they're young, if they're old, there it is a better placement and a better educational setting for them. And we're very mindful that each of these young people have got a different background. They bring a different experience to where they are or why they're at where they are now, and we just really need to keep that in mind and not impose anything on a community, because I think that just doesn't work.
Minister, what future role do you see the Clontarf Academy playing in our region?
Oh, look, I'm a great fan of the Clontarf Academy, and it's one of those, and where we want to put our resources are into things that work, and the Clontarf Academy and the Wanneck Dance Academy for girls are two models that have now been proven to actually re-engage Koori students. They like coming to school, their attendance improves, and therefore their relationships with their teachers improves, and their education improves as well. So I'm a great fan. I visited them, and in other states the academy's been going for a long while, and it has longitudinal success, and that's where we should be putting our resources.
Martin Dixon, a leaked TAFE transition plan back in September, talked about Sunny TAFE taking over the Two Rivers Koori College at Mildura. Can you confirm or deny this plan?
TAFE up at Mildura have, in fact, the Koori Pathway School is actually located on their property at the moment, and the local community are looking up there at a plan of the TAFE being a very important part of some alternative setting for these students. And if that model has got community support and it's going to work, well, we'd be very, very happy to support that.
And would this be an extension of its Aboriginal Victorian Certificate of Applied Learning program?
Yes, look, it would be the detail of what it might look like is up to the community and the educationalists up there. But that is the plan that's been outlined. The community up there have been working on this for a fair while, and to me it sounds like a very, very good solution, and one that's I think accepted by all up there, and therefore it's more likely to work than one that's imposed on them from Melbourne.
Minister, the Victorian Aboriginal Education Association General Manager Lionel Bamblett says there's a need for an alternative education setting in Mildura and Swan Hill. Will your government consult with both communities to work out exactly what that alternative will be?
Oh, yes. The key to a successful transition for these students is for them to transition into an educational setting that has the support of the community. It can't be a model that's imposed from Melbourne, like the Pathway Schools were. We've got to work with the local community, and it'll be their decision to come up, and it'll be their work to come up with a model that will best work for their students. We'll support that. We'll fund that. And I think that's the best way forward.
And John Brookshaw, the principal of the Payaka College in Swan Hill, says he'd like to see the school reopen as an alternative education setting for students from all backgrounds. Is that a possibility at all?
The alternative setting proposal from Swan Hill is one that for both Koori and non-Koori students is, I think, a very, very good proposal. Once again, it's a local solution to a local issue, and we'd be very, very supportive of that if that can be demonstrated. That's what is going to work best for those students, and that's what the community want to work with. Once again, that community have been talking about that and working through a possible model, and to me that sounds very promising.
Martin Dixon, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
A pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.
Martin Dixon is the Victorian Minister for Education. If you want to have your say on this topic, our number is 1300 043 222, or the SMS 0467 842 722. ABC Mildura Swan Hill.